It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of our Thursday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We get together each and every Thursday night to talk high school wrestling here in the Lorain County and Northeast Ohio area. Great to have you with us. And again, great big thank you to our sponsors. They've been there all year long. The Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Sean Bennett, great to be with you again. We did this video-wise just a couple of days ago, but here we are on the radio side of things. And as we talked about during the video, not just to repeat what we talked about there, but kind of a quiet weekend coming up. I know we got the SWC tournament, but a lot of guys, a lot of teams kind of gearing up for postseason wrestling.
Yeah, it's kind of the rest them up weekend. They kind of use this last weekend to, you know, rest up some injuries, you know, let some of those bruises fade, and just kind of a lot of the teams will work on things, you know, the from their last from their conference tournament, or if they had a last duel or something like that, they'll go back and they'll just kind of fine tune it and hope that everybody's kind of in their peak, their upward rise, because that's what they need to be heading into this postseason.
A little bit later on, we'll hear from Sean Bristow, the wrestling coach over at Midview. And now they will be in action this weekend as far as the SWC tournament is concerned. But I wonder if coaches, when you have time off like this, just like in any other sport, do you worry about rust?
I'm sure they do, you know, but a lot of these guys a lot of wrestling coaches believe the bulk of the work is done in the practice room. That's where they teach the technique, and that's where guys actually go much harder in the practice room than they do when they're actually in the matches. I mean, they go equally as hard as far as effort, but they're going for, you know, hours at a time, multiple days over the course of the week, and then at it ought to go, you know, maybe a total of, you know, 6 minutes on the mat if they wrestle a full match, a couple matches or so in a tournament or whatever it may be. So a lot of these guys, it's almost like, you know, during the actual wrestling part of it, it's almost like, you know, not a day off, but
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just they look brutal sometimes. I see these guys coming off the mats of a practice session and they're just sweat dripping and they look like they've been through a tornado.
Well, I know on the basketball side, the guys who play for Kurt Habermill over at Vermilion, they're quoted as saying, our practices are harder than the games.
Right.
I mean, you go out there and you play the game and it's nothing like what Coach Habermill puts us through.
Exactly. That's got to be the way it is for wrestling, because wrestling is just kind of a brutal practice. It's tough.
Well, we mentioned a little bit later on, we'll have Sean Bristow from Midview joining us as they get ready for the SWC tournament this weekend. And they had a pretty good weekend last weekend. We'll talk about that in our next segment. Patriot Athletic Conference Tournament took place last weekend as well. And, of course, we'll take a look again at how Elyria did in the state dual team tournament. So we've got a lot of ground to cover. Stay with us. It's our Thursday weekly wrestling recap. It's presented by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on your phone. That's a great way to dial in. Do it via the mobile app. And you can also listen online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to this week's edition of our Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, the guy who covers that wrestling beat for the Chronicle Telegram, just does an outstanding job getting out there and watching these guys on the mat. Sean Bennett, great to have him with us each and every Thursday night. We're glad that you've joined us to perhaps listen to and learn a little bit about the wrestling scene here in Lorain County. John, as we always do during this segment, a quick look back to last weekend. We talked about the Patriot Athletic Conference Tournament dominated by the Buckeye Bucks, the biggest school in the Patriot Athletic Conference, but some other local schools certainly had some very respectable showings.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, again, a lot of teams there in that tournament, so a lot of local wrestlers got to be viewed by the audience there, and almost every school in Lorain County did pretty well there. They got placers on the podiums. Multiple schools got finalists, so I think the bulk of our local schools got somebody in the finals wrestling for championships, and that's what you want. Obviously, leading the way as far as Lorain County teams was Keystone. They finished with the runner-up trophy, second out of 12 teams in that PAC tournament. They had seven placers, and three of them were finalists. David McCullough at 182 pounds and Justin Ockletree at 195 pounds won championships. And Nick Hickman was the runner-up at 220 pounds. So obviously a good showing by the Wildcats, as we come to expect, especially those two champions. They've done it all year, and definitely David McCullough, I believe that was his second championship, second PAC title, so kudos to him. Right behind him, Fireland's kind of duplicated that feat. They had six placers. They also had two finalists, two champions, Peyton Bergdorf at 113 pounds and Sean Lipscomb at 285, and you heard that right, Bergdorf at 113. He mentioned after the match, he was battling, I think, the tail end of some strep throat, and also had a knee like bursitis or something like that. Something just kind of tweaked where the weight cut became a little bit difficult for him. So, kind of worked out for the best for him, because at I think they only had out of 12 schools, they only had four wrestlers at 106 pounds. So all four of those wrestlers finished got byes right into the semifinals, and they all finished on the podium. But obviously he'd like a little bit tougher field, and he got that at 113. He got more matches. He got a little bit tougher finals opponents in Zach LaHood from Black River, who's state ranked. So good matchup for him. And Black River was the one who had our other champion in Jacob Campbell at 220 pounds. He bumped up from 195 to 220. So we had five local champions. Campbell also, as I mentioned in the video, set the school career victories record, beating his brother, who is the current head coach.
That's a great story.
Yeah. Jesse Campbell was the record holder, and Jacob kind of was smirking after the match about, the family, the sibling rivalry, and how great it was to knock his brother off the top of that list. So Brookside finished sixth there as well, and they had six placers. So all these teams did well. They got multiple guys on the podium, which was pretty impressive.
I want to go back to Keystone. We've talked about these guys throughout the year, McCullough and then Ockletree. Do you expect them to advance pretty far once tournament time, outside of the conference tournament time, starts?
Yeah, well, Justin Ockletree is a returning state qualifier, so I would assume that he would be back there as well. David McCullough, I think, was a state alternate last year. He just missed. Both are ranked in the top 10 in the state. I think they're both ranked around 7 or 8. So I would expect, both will get to state tournament. They're both right now projected to be state placers, because all you got to do is finish in the top 8 there to be on the podium, and you're an All-Ohio wrestler. I'm expecting both those guys to hold their seeds at least, maybe even improve upon them. The good thing for Ockletree is being down there in the state tournament, 10 mats spread out at Value City Arena, the Schottenstein Center, with these bright arena lights. It holds, 14, 15,000. It's a big arena. That's hard to deal with when you're first time down there. So Justin's going to already have done that experience, and it's always easier. Every wrestler, to a man, will say it's easier going down the second time as far as the nerves and the butterflies. So I definitely expect him to go down and be ready to go from day one.
Yeah, we talk about that in any sport. Once you've been through it one time, you understand what the atmosphere is all about. It just becomes a repeat then when you go through it the second and third, and hopefully four times if you can get down there four straight years in any sport. We mentioned we'll have Sean Bristow on during our next segment, but one of the things that we'll talk about with him and we want to cover here, they did very, very well at the Dick Hoover tournament out west.
Yeah, that is out in Toledo. So they got to see teams from that area. They battled Toledo Whitmer. They battled Sylvania Southview, Holland Springfield, the host school, and Fremont Ross, and they went 4-0, beat three of those schools by dominating fashion. We mentioned the Sylvania Southview, 80-0, and if every single kid pins in 14 weights, 84-0 is the best you can do. So 80-0,
That's pretty good.
That's insane. That's really good. So, yeah, and then the Fremont Ross is considered one of the top programs out west, and they beat them 39-34 in the final. So nice job to Midview for, you know, going out there, seeing something different in those Western State teams. And obviously it's a final warm-up before actually they have the SWC this weekend. So they're really kind of going full steam right into the sectionals, which, you know, that might be Sean's coaching philosophy, and we'll ask him about that. You know, some coaches like to do it different ways, and he obviously likes to go full bore right into it.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, Sean Bristow, the head coach of Midview, will join us in our next segment. And then, Sean, to finish out this segment, I know you certainly covered it extensively in the Chronicle-Telegram. We touched on it in the video, but Elyria in the state dual tournament lost in the quarterfinals, so a pretty good showing by the Pioneers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they win their fourth straight regional title, which, you know, it's – they've only had six of these events, so Elyria has pretty much like dominated that Region 1 bracket for the bulk of this event. And they were in a tough situation there. They're facing Cincinnati LaSalle, who I believe was ranked 12 in the nation, 11 in the nation, something like that. And they're one of their senior leaders, there are two senior leaders, one of them, Josh Breeding, a returning state placer, suffered a little bit of an ankle injury during practice that week, was not able to wrestle down there. So obviously that was kind of, they walked in kind of knowing they were already a man down, so that's a little bit tough. But yeah, they did what they could. They had got great match out of Brendan Fenton, two-time returning state champ, who didn't give up a point in his match, and then Matt Zuckerman went into overtime and won a very tough match against a state-ranked kid in his match. They also got, I think, four forfeits. So they built up a nice lead early on and then unfortunately just couldn't hold it. Cincinnati LaSalle rolled up those bonus points, got four straight pins to end the match and end up running away with it 40-30.
But obviously some building blocks in place now for postseason wrestling for Eric Burnett, just for those kids to, as we just talked about, having gone through that experience.
Well, that's the thing, too. Elyria, this year, I think, was built more for the tournament style of wrestling as far as gaining team points. In the dual meet style, you got to go 14, and your very best guy, you could have a two-time state champion like Brendan Fenton. The most he can possibly get your team is 6 points. So there's not much, you know, having a super stud guy, one of the best in the nation or whatever it might be, on your roster is going to do for you other than get you potentially just 6 points. Whereas in a tournament, one of those guys can get, you know, bonus points every round. They can collect a round after round points, and they can get you big chunks of points. So you go down there and with 5-6 guys, and they all, you know, make it to the semifinals, and a few of them get in the finals, and maybe you get a couple state titles down at the, you know, Columbus. It's, you know, you don't need a full lineup like you do in the dual team tournament. You can do it with 7-8 guys, and Larry's got, you know, that many, if not more, of really tough competitors.
I like how you say they're built for the tournament, though.
Yeah, well, next year they're going to be built for everything, so.
As they usually are. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, Sean Bristow, the wrestling coach at Midview, is going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about Midview's performance of this past weekend, which we just covered, and that SWC tournament that's coming up this weekend. So stay with us. It's our Thursday Wrestling Recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. It's on WEOL and online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to this week's edition of the Thursday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn from AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Boy, we've been doing this throughout the high school wrestling season this year. It's been a lot of fun each and every Thursday night. We appreciate you stopping in to join us on a Thursday night to talk high school wrestling here in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio. And as promised, joining us on the phone line for this segment is the head wrestling coach at Midview High School, Sean Bristow. Boy, a big weekend for Midview last weekend at the Dick Hoover Duels at Holland Springfield. And looking ahead to this weekend as far as the SWC tournament is concerned. Sean Bristow, great to have you with us. We appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me in, guys. And again, you know, you guys had me on once. We appreciate all the coverage here you do here at Midview.
Now, how many people said they heard you on the radio, Coach? Did you get some folks that said, hey, I heard you on WEOL?
Yeah, you know what? A few people did. And I even, you know, sent out some messages, say, hey, check it out if you get a chance, you know, listen in. And a lot of people, you know, listen to it, and they like the show a lot. Right. Actually, every Thursday, we got a couple parents that are listening
That's
to it when you guys are Yeah.
That's why we're doing it, Coach. So, well, we appreciate them listening, and certainly, as I said, appreciate you spending a few moments with us. So, Sean Bennett and I were talking about the Dick Hoover duels in our last segment, but perhaps we didn't cover an item or two. So you kind of give us your recap of it and how you feel your team did as you now pivot and get ready for the SWC tournament this weekend.
Well, you know, it was a good tournament to be in. It was kind of a team duel tournament. So it was a lot of teams that were going to be seen at the Perrysburg District. So going into this, this is something new we had on our schedule this year. It's good to get the five matches in one day. And at the same time, a lot of these schools that we saw and wrestled were at our district that feed into the Perrysburg. So went really well. We ended up having one team canceled due to weather. Cannell Winchester wasn't able to make it. But we wrestled first round. We wrestled Springfield Holland. Beat them 65-9. Wrestled real well there. Jacob Snyder had a big win over a kid that dropped down from heavyweight. Sylvania Southview, I think they're down a little bit this year, but we beat them pretty good. I think it was 80-0. Toledo Whitmer, they have some solid kids. We won 53-8 against them and then had a real tight match in the finals against Fremont Ross, the team that we saw at the state duels. And we ended up pulling it out in the end, 39-34.
Coach, you know, obviously with the Dick Hoover duels last weekend, you got the SWC, then you go right into sectionals. I noticed in the beginning when we were kind of putting leaders together that some of the Midview wrestlers were, you know, somewhere between 10 to 15 matches behind a lot of the other teams because a lot of other teams were like going, you know, full bore to start the season. You've kind of decided to make your second half a little bit stronger. Does that change? Is that your philosophy every year, or do you kind of change sometimes and like to put more heavy action in the beginning, or how do you kind of work that out?
You know, that's a great question. We kind of played it out before. You know, last year it was kind of the same thing, and I had even a couple parents say, hey, how come all these other teams have all these matches and we don't? I said, well, we're gonna get the same amount of points, but we're just going to do it a little bit later. And, you know, the reason we kind of doing it this year is we're trying to prep the guys for the postseason, which is our ultimate goal, you know, getting guys to districts and state. So, we try to kind of go top-heavy towards the end this year, and so far it's working out. Knock on wood, I hope it continues.
And obviously this weekend out at Lakewood, big matchup, bigger than usual, I'd say. I've been to multiple Southwestern Conference tournaments, and I think as far as the parity at the top end of the conference, it's about as good as it's ever been. You and Olmsted Falls tied for number one right now with one loss apiece, and then there's a host of schools, including, you know, Berea Mid-Park and Avon and Amherst and even Avon Lake, all kind of not too far behind, kind of looking up at you guys. How excited are you to kind of go in there and see what your guys can do rolling off all these, you know, these last few weeks of action?
You know, we're super excited. We are really excited. It makes the conference tournament, you know, exciting for the fans and the wrestlers and us coaches and even the referees. And, you know, like you said, Berea Mid-Park's right there. I think they're 7-2. We're tied with Falls right now for the dual match championship. We're both 8-1. And, you know, and Amherst, I think, is in there 7-2 or 6-3. And Avon, don't count Avon out. They got some studs. So it's going to be really a fun day. And I hope our guys come to compete and wrestle well, and hopefully we can come out on top.
Again,
we're definitely gunning for it.
Again, Midview head coach Sean Bristow, our guest on the weekly wrestling recap. Sean, looking ahead to this weekend's SWC tournament. And Sean, to piggyback off Sean Bennett's question there, is there a particular weight class? Is there a matchup there that you're looking forward to, or just anything in particular from another team or a matchup there that you really think is going to draw a lot of attention?
You know what? We're just hoping we get some favorable draws here this year, and you know, we expect our guys. We have the guys in our head that, you know, they on paper they should win, but you know, you can never take anybody lightly, and you can't look ahead too far. But I know Zach Anderson at 120 is going to have a nice tournament based on what we have so far. I think that Caden Wendling from Berea Mid-Park, he's real solid. Him and Zach went back and forth last year, and then you got the 126 pounder from Avon Lake Negron that dropped down to 20. And he actually beat Zach this year. So Zach's going to be on his A game and ready to go and score an offense from all positions.
Coach, obviously you mentioned Zach, and there's multiple guys, Seth Frombach and Trevor Began, on the team that are you know, going, and you kind of expect them to kind of lead the way. But in a tight tournament like this, a lot of times it'll come down to what those guys that maybe don't get a lot of name recognition do as far as winning a few matches, getting a few bonus point wins, things like that. How pumped up are some of these guys to go in there and help out the team, and what do you kind of expect as far as that secondary support?
you know, we were just talking about it, stressing it today before practice started. You know, hey, it's not all of the guys that are, you know, our guys that are scoring a lot of points and our top guys. It's you guys that are going to be taking third and win matches and then wrestle backs and the conti semis and you know, wrestling hard, like, you know, Dustin Wells and Noah Guskey and the James Hutchinsons. Those guys are all very important. We stressed this week how it's going to be everybody for us. In order for us to win, it's going to take everybody in the lineup to get some wins and do well at the tournament.
Well, Sean, we know we pulled you out of practice to have this conversation, so we'll let you get back to those guys on the mats. And obviously, Sean's looking forward to covering that tournament this weekend. The SWC is always one competitive battle as far as that postseason tournament is concerned. Best of luck to Midview, and obviously, congratulations on the success your guys have had this year on the mats.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Sean. See you Saturday.
Okay, bye.
John Bristow, the head wrestling coach over at Midview High School, as he joins us on this week's weekly wrestling recap. As you said, man, there's going to be some terrific matchups. There's a, I don't want to use the word parity, but certainly a lot of competition as far as that league is concerned.
Yeah, and I go through and I do kind of each tournament, every local conference tournament, and I do a breakdown on my computer. I have files and all that, and go pour through a lot of the rankings. Josh Lowe's on, you know, from Yappy and Intermat, and they have a Boro fan who does weekly rankings and things like that. And I put all the what potential matchups there's going to be. And SWC, there's a state ranked guy almost at every weight class. There's some weight classes that have two, three, even four state ranked guys in there. So you could see semifinals filled with guys who were potentially going to be state qualifiers or better, battling it out for, you know, supremacy in the SWC. So it's pretty impressive, and we do have good local representation there. Amherst, Avon Lake, Midview, and North Ridgeville all competing in that tournament. So it's pretty exciting to see that happen.
And we talked to Sean Bristow, but quickly, Sean, before we kind of put the finishing touches on this week's show, Amherst obviously with Lee, but Avon Lake, North Ridgeville, anybody that you're kind of keeping an eye on as far as just their performance this weekend at the SWC?
Well, Avon Lake, I've been talking to them because Max Whitman, the heavyweight, is going to be the subject of our feature story tomorrow. Heavyweight is probably one of the best weights as far as deepness and as far as state rank goes. They have four state rank guys there. They're real top heavy. They've got guys, Cutter Briggs, Kyle Leach, up in those top weight classes that are all like 25 to 30 wins right now. And Alec Negron, which Coach Bristow mentioned as well. Avon hit hard with the injury bug this year. They've lost a couple, you know, Tate Zeman was a former state qualifier. Tommy Sear was a superstar wrestler. And those guys have been out of the lineups all season because of injuries. But they still have a freshman that I did a feature on earlier in the season, Cale Sexton, who at 106 pounds, who I'm really excited to see what he can do this weekend. They've got a lot of Jordan Greer, Jack Resch, you know, a lot of state-ranked guys that have done big things so far. So that's the nice thing about it is Midview might be the local team who has the best chance of potentially coming away with a title this weekend, but all these schools that we cover have at least a handful of kids that could potentially do something big and maybe even reach the finals and win a title this weekend. So that's the fun thing about covering 17 schools in the county. I get to watch the team races. I get to watch the individual performances and the progress, and it's a lot of fun to watch all these guys get better and better.
Very cool. And obviously, let's not forget Vermilion. They're going to be in their conference tournament this weekend as well, as they'll be at Lakota High School for the SBC tournament.
Yeah, and if somebody had a gun to my head right now, I wouldn't be able to tell you where Lakota High School was located. I know it's west. I know it's, you know, because is that
kind of near BG, I think.
Is it? Yeah. So it's, but Toledo area maybe then. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's a nice little hall, but that whole conference, I think that's three divisions. There's like six, seven schools in each. So there's, you know, upwards around 20 schools in that division, in that whole conference, and they're spread out all over. Pretty much, I think Vermilion might even be the farthest east.
Correct.
So they're all spread from there all the way almost to the Indiana border. So, but that's going to be a lot of, you know, cool wrestling. If you want to get a chance to get out there, you're going to see a lot of teams maybe you don't see normally. So that's going to be a lot of fun to see that as well. I expect Vermilion to do well as a team, especially obviously guys like Trevor Boyd and Tyler Bath and some of these, you know, big name senior leaders that are state ranked and have been doing it for the last 4 years.
All right, and before we call it a day, what's going to be happening in the Chronicle. You mentioned a feature tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have a feature. We'll have the Area Leaders, our Wrestler of the Week award, kind of just gearing up for this last week. And then from there, next week, we'll be doing sectional previews and we're going full on for the postseason.
Awesome. Just awesome. All right. Wow, that was a good show. So a huge thank you goes out to Sean Bristow from the Midview Middies for joining us during this segment of the program. Sean Bennett, thanks to you. Again, thanks to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. By the way, coming up next right here on WEOL, it'll be a high school basketball tournament preview put together by the OHSAA. I'm in that show. I did a voicer for them, so that's why you should listen. All right. Until we talk again tomorrow night on AM 930 WEOL, Tim Elkhorn saying thank you much for listening to the weekly wrestling recap on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.